coming up Saturday. They will gather, yes, a lot of athletes getting together for the Ironman Triathlon in Santa Rosa. And the director of that event, Dave Reed, is on the KSRO live line with us. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I know you will be sort of a lot busier in the days to come. And one of the things that we've been hearing a lot about and talking to people about in, with regard to the Ironman is that you still need a ton of volunteers.
Yeah, we are still looking for folks to come out and support our athletes. It's a great experience. There's a lot of different places that folks can volunteer, aid stations where you're handing out product, finish line, things around the transition areas. It's a fun experience. It's awe-inspiring and really amazing to see the athletes out there on their 140.6 mile journey. You can go to our website and under the volunteer tab, you can take a look at the jobs that we still have available.
You know, Ironman has such a distinct name. We all know what that means, and you guys have really done a great job branding it. And last year's event in Santa Rosa was such a big hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, this May.
Yeah,
this
just May recently.
Just recently. We had a great experience. It was a kind of a kickoff event for the Courthouse Square, which was super well received by the athletes, and it was just a great venue for the event. And with the full, it's going to be even better. It'll be a wonderful day, a great spectator-friendly, and for folks that are down watching their athletes, when their athletes are out on the course, they have access to great downtown restaurants and businesses to hang out at. So we're excited again to learn and improve on what we did in May and hopefully have a great day.
And Dave, is Santa Rosa becoming one of the centers for endurance racing in the state?
I think it's been a great destination for endurance events for a long time, and I think bringing the Ironman to Santa Rosa and expanding the Ironman events in Sonoma County has reminded folks what great bike riding, great trails, a great area to train and race in is. And so I think it's just going to continue to grow, whether it be folks who want to do more of the cycling stuff or running or Ironman events.
And so I'm assuming, you want volunteers, and the benefit of being a volunteer is you got to kind of go behind the curtain a little bit, really get up close and personal with some of these amazing athletes.
Absolutely. And we also have an opportunity for folks, and I think this is something that Race Week will be hard maybe to organize, but something we want to work on in the future is we do have an Ironman Foundation grant program. And so we are really looking for groups, organizations, youth groups, youth sports teams, Boy Scouts, Girl Scout groups. And if you can get a number of folks together, we put together a foundation grant to that organization. And so we've been working hard to try and reach out into the community and find ways that we can help leave a lasting legacy or support for different organizations. So we're going to be working hard, obviously, to fill volunteer spots this year, but also since we're going to be here for a number of years to come, we want to just get that message out to folks that this is an opportunity to raise funds for your youth team, a nonprofit organization that's important to you, or any type of nonprofit that might be out there.
Well, as we get closer to the event, Dave, KSRO will have on our website the route of the Ironman. But tell us at this point where the various legs of this triathlon take place.
Sure. So we are starting the event at Lake Sonoma, a beautiful swim venue. So the athletes will swim 2.4 miles in Lake Sonoma. Then they'll get on their bikes and they're going to traverse Sonoma County over 112 miles. They'll head up towards Cloverdale, and then they'll head south through the Alexander Valley, Dry Creek Valley, and West Side Road, Russian River Valley area. And then they'll come down into the Santa Rosa area, and they'll be doing two laps through Santa Rosa, which allows the athlete to get the support of their loved ones and support team a few times over the course of that 112 miles, because they'll be coming through kind of the downtown area on B Street three times on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
They'll head down to Rohnert Park and then through kind of the west, southwest county area west of Rohnert Park. And then on the run, after they transition on 3rd Street, so the athletes, once they finish their 112 miles, they'll transition from bike to run on 3rd Street. They'll start out on their run, and they'll be doing three laps along the Santa Rosa Creek Trail.
Wow.
And then they'll be finishing on 4th Street. So during the middle part of the day, between about 10 and 5 or 6, it'll be a hotbed right on B Street to be watching athletes on their bike route, loops and the run. And then as we start seeing finishers, the first finisher will be around 3 o'clock all the way till nearly midnight. We'll have finishers on 4th Street, and that's a really fun, festive atmosphere at the finish line for sure.
Dave, my hamstrings literally just swelled up hearing you talk about it.
I know.
My hamstrings hurt.
Well, and, you know, talk about superior athletes. Many of these, a few dozen of these athletes will be able to qualify for the biggie, the Ironman World Championship in Kona.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we are, we're one of the qualifying events for Kona, so there will be a lot of people who fulfill their Kona dreams, their Hawaiian Ironman dreams here at this event. So that's really exciting. And we also have a lot of athletes that are out there for the first time doing our distance and out there just trying to finish the race. So it's a full spectrum of athletes out there that we try and support. It's certainly there's a lot of elite athletes, and then there's a lot of folks who felt inspired to sign up, and this is going to be a lifetime accomplishment for them. So it's fun to see both the elite athlete and the athlete that you might be surprised they're out there giving it a go, and they get out there and they are able to finish the race, and it's just an amazing experience for them all the way through.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, and of course the couple thousand athletes who are participating in Ironman Santa Rosa. Dave, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's Dave Reed. He is the race director for Ironman Santa Rosa. And again, we will have on a KSRO website this weekend the routes that you either want to take part in the race or you want to avoid this Saturday.